No worries. I'm doing the top two floors, so I can start on the fifth and come up here last. Just as she was about to tackle their part of the sixth floor, she heard a yell of triumph from the corner and turned to smile at the joyful faces. The woman beckoned to her.
We think we've fixed it, but we need to test it out. Would you mind helping us? It'll only take a few minutes.
I'm no expert on computers.
We don't need your expertise. We need your face.
She chuckled at Beth's puzzlement.
This program turns older faces back to children's or vice versa, and it can be about 80% accurate, as far as we can work out, unless someone's had plastic surgery, of course.
She brandished a camera.
If we take a photo of you and turn it into you as a child, you'll know whether it's good likeness, won't you?
Yes, of course. Beth had intended to refuse because she was exhausted, but was intrigued by the idea.
Oh, okay. But we usually go out to our cars together for security reasons, and the others won't want to hang around after their shift's over. Could one of you walk me out to my car afterwards?
The man in the corner spoke.
I'll do that.
She studied him, tall and looked a capable sort. Yes, she'd feel safe with him.